Yeah, but
Maybe.
y'all can hear me? We good?
Something like that, yeah.
All right. So, excuse me. All right, yeah, you know. So we going, you know how we do. We're gonna start up with sports. You know, we got the, you know, we got the, yeah, we're gonna start with Serena. And, and I just want to make sure I got everything right here. Yeah, whatever. Ain't nothing gonna happen if you right. Let's go ahead and start the show, man. Here we go.
Subscribe for the very latest.
What up, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter,
world,
Facebook? Listen to the sound of my voice. I have a cool way for y'all to get free merch from us and support the channel at the same time. But this is all. This is what you got to do. All you got to do is, first of all, subscribe to the channel. Click. Don't cost you no money, right? Just click. Hit the bell.
Yep.
Free, right? That's step number one. Step number two, leave a comment. It don't matter what you leave. It could be the letter C. It could be the fire emoji. It could be the crown. Whatever emoji you want to leave on there, just leave an emoji. Step three is up to us. All we're going to do, we're going to put you in the drawing. That listen, you can put your name in on as many videos as you want. The more videos you leave a comment on or emoji, whatever you want to leave, the more times you get added in the drawing. Right, we're gonna draw your name, and we're gonna send you the merch. Simple as that. Real easy. All you gotta do, follow those steps, and we will send you some merch. All right.
Subscribe for the very latest.
Raised me, educated in Buffalo, Florida paid me. Came a long way since the days in the early 80s. Two to be exact, plus one, three sons, same mother. My pops did a lot of time. I am not here to self-indict or confess to any crime. No, life's a hustle, gotta read between the lines. He understood streets though, learned economics. Helped us survive through life's endowments. I'ma grind hard today, cause tomorrow ain't promised. In my hood, bullets like the summer rain, more than Carl Thomas. Lost a few good ones, we still pay homage. Some say they can't work for no one, they're a businessman. I understand, can't knock it, that's your business, man. Just don't judge my route, I put food in my seed's mouth.
What do we think about the games? What do we think about the games album? Bro, it's a long album.
All I gotta say is he had everybody on that album except for the Obamas, real Drake, and shoot, who else? And Louis Farrakhan.
You said who else? You said Drake?
The real Drake and Louis Farrakhan.
Wait a minute, didn't Drake made the intro?
Nah, Drake made the intro. He really made the intro.
He made the intro.
Sure, well, that goes to let you know how that's let you know exactly how many people that was on the album.
No, that was not him. Dog. That was Drake. That wasn't Drake.
Drake with the braids.
Hold up.
No, I doubt dog. That's him.
The game. Drake made this the intro. He did a.
Ice-T was in the intro. That's Ice-T.
Hold up. I'm about to tell you, dog. Like, I heard. Yeah, isn't that just Drake, isn't he? Drake with the braids.
Yes.
That's not Drake. That's
Man,
not him.
I don't think so. But you know what? I don't know. It could be. That's how
he ended up. It's just RB Drake Graham. He did make the. He made it.
He really did.
Yeah, that's him.
Well, he got that many people on his album. He got everybody in there. The only person he missing also is Donald Trump. So that's it.
He really got everybody on there.
RB Drake Graham. Yeah, he made it.
So he got Drake on there. He got Drake and Chris Brown on there. So he made everybody on. Like I said, who else did he put on there?
He got Ice-T.
I'm surprised he ain't resurrect a Tupac verse somewhere.
Vivio Foreign.
Yeah.
YG. Boa QG. Ty Dolla Sign. Roddy Ricch. Pusha T.
Rick Ross.
Kanye. Dreezy. Twista, Jeremiah.
Even got Swiss Beats on one of the beats.
French, Meek, ASAP,
Big Sean,
Blueface, and Chris Brown. He really got everybody.
Except for the Obamas, except for Louis Farrakhan, except for Donald Trump, except for Joe Biden. Set for Puff Daddy, set for resurrected Tupac verse, set for Biggie verse.
What do you think about the album?
It was long.
Quality wise, I mean, just kind of listening to it. What do you think? Was it good? Was it bad?
Like we said before, I mean, Game doesn't make a. He doesn't make a whack album. He doesn't make a whack album. All I would say this is that. This just me. It was too long. Like, if you put an album together, make it to where, okay, you do your thing, and he does his thing. But, you know, there's a time where you got to gracefully bow out, man. Just like, I mean, just to cut an album, like, that's it. Like, because at this moment, I'm like, you made all these tracks. What's to stop you from making 10 more and putting on here? Because... I'm trying to look at what's the song's supposed to have like a purpose on an album. Like it's gotta mesh well, you know? Like when Michael Jackson came out with Thriller, you know, they wrote like 80 something songs for that album. They whittled it down to 9. So everything does not need to be on an album. But I mean, I know this is the Game. I know a lot of his albums, he does like 20-something plus songs. I get it. I'm just saying, like, just listening from the consistency standpoint, I felt like some things, it was just going on longer than what it needed to be. And some things, it just looked like they wasn't placed on there with purpose. It's like they were just thrown on there. Like, yeah, I made that. Put that on there. I made that too. Put that on there.
But Trim.
What's up?
1980. That's that whole, let me tell you.
It's not 1984.
You don't need a soundboard. You don't need a soundboard.
Yeah, I don't need a soundboard. But it's not 1984, right?
I don't care. 1984, whatever. I mean,
here's what I'm saying, though, Trent. Here's what I'm trying.
What's up?
You know how to get down with the new generation, right? It's they make a lot of songs. Albums with a lot of songs, so they're basing it off streaming.
Drake's art project didn't have 20 something songs.
But so all right, so let me ask you this. So so Walt, what you think? It's a good song. It's a good album. It's you muted. You muted.
Muted.
Sorry. I think it's good. Like.
I mean, that's
it's
what I'm
not my favorite. It's not my favorite joint, but like,
yeah,
it does have tracks that I like. Oh, I don't listen to this again.
Okay, so like, you both agree that it's a good album.
It's decent.
I didn't mean to cut you off though.
It's decent. I mean,
7.5 out of 10.
Yeah. Okay. You okay. Know, okay.
It's a lot of music though.
Yeah. But. We agree that it's a good album.
We agree it's a good album, but to me, where Game nailed it, like dead center classic, was always going to be the documentary. The documentary didn't have 30 some songs.
But here's the thing though. He successfully put together a good album.
Yeah, he successfully put together multiple good albums.
With 29 songs.
Yeah.
He successfully did that, right?
Yeah.
Which is very difficult to do. Let's come on. Let's not. Let's we got to continue to give this process. You can't say it's good.